Zechariah chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. I saw by night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse, and it stood among the myrtle trees in the hollow. And behind him were horses, red, sorrel, and white. Then I said, "My Lord, what are these?" So the angel who talked with me said to me, "I will show you what they are." And the man who stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, "These are the ones whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro throughout the earth." So they answered the angel of the Lord who stood among the myrtle trees and said, "We have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and behold, all the earth is resting quietly." We're Lutherans, so what question do we ask? What does this mean? A man on a red horse, in the midst of myrtle trees with lots of other horses, red and sorrel and white. Zechariah didn't have any idea what it meant, but an angel was sent to interpret it. And yet, interestingly, it's now the angel of the Lord, the one sitting on the red horse, who tells us what it means. That God the Father himself has sent out these reconnaissance troops to report to him. Yes, to the angel of the Lord. In chapter 3, he's identified as the Lord of hosts himself. Yes, our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, who has ascended to the right hand of the throne of God to ever be the messenger of God's word. It was as such that throughout the Old Testament, he was identified as the angel or the messenger of the Lord. And it's for our comfort that his resurrection confirms that he is the commander-in-chief of all the Lord's troops, whom he's directing to range throughout all the world in order to make sure that his word has a free path. Notice, it's to him that they report. All is resting quietly. Like Zechariah, without this explanation, we might not have a clue what the significance here is. But at least as Zechariah apparently knew what a myrtle tree was. If you're like me and you didn't, a myrtle tree is a very small, glossy evergreen. It does have a very delicate white flower, beautiful and fragrant, and yet puny and lost in the midst of the great oaks and the majestic mountains of this world that catch men's eyes. In fact, those who are looking for such externals will not see the kingdom of God. Because Jesus is pointing out, it's hidden among the myrtle trees. And those myrtle trees, so small to start with, are in a ravine, a hollow. Jesus put it this way in Luke 17. The kingdom of God does not come with observation. Neither will they say, "See here," or "See there." For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And yet how often do we look instead for that assurance of Jesus' presence, the assurance of our security in external glories, in having our troubles and our struggles taken away. However, Jesus calls us to rely on his presence hidden among the myrtle trees, in his word and sacraments. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 puts it this way. Man in his wisdom, does not come to God. And so God, in his wisdom, chose to save man by the foolishness of the message of the cross. Man exalts himself in connection with the mighty and glamorous things of this world. And so God, in his wisdom, chose to save man by the lowly and the despised things of this world. Jesus thus points out that the kingdom of God comes through the sowing of his word. He calls that the mystery of the kingdom. This still small voice of God's word is something that man can ignore. He can mock it. He can outshout it to his doom. And yet, that still small voice remains the power of God to save. It's there that he's speaking to you, reminding you that Jesus died to carry away the guilt of all of your sins. Jesus arose from death to give you the assurance that your sins have been fully forgiven, that his own obedience to the law is credited as your righteousness. And so what foolishness it is that man often continues to look for his glory in externals, tries to find success stories and glamour to try to make the cross look appealing to the world, to try to lift the church up to dwell with the mighty oaks and the majestic mountains that man glories in. Jesus calls us back to remember that his presence in this world is hidden among the myrtle trees, in the word and in the sacraments. But in his love, he brings this assurance to us here that he is the commander-in-chief of all the reconnaissance troops of the Lord, and he is sending them out to make sure that his word has that free path, that he indeed is looking with love on his small flock, like the myrtle, a flock that is beautiful and fragrant to him. And he is directing all of those troops for the good of that flock. The flock who, being led by the Spirit, is not putting its boast in the wisdom and might of man, but in the cross of Jesus Christ, and trusting his promise, where two or three of you are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of you. There I am forgiving your sins. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 481, stanzas 1 and 4. Two stanzas, the first and the last, 481.